Welcome to No Idle Word Poetry and Prose Podcast, where my pen will whisper in your ears and my ink will stain your lips. Stay tuned to the upcoming shows and don't forget to check out my first collection of poetry, No Idle Word, available now on Amazon. Remember, we are all but shattered mirrors looking to mend our images. Y'all bless. So welcome to No Idle Word, Poetry and Prose. Today what I want to be talking about, is not on the lines of poetry, but I just want to give you guys some encouragement. So the question is, where's your focus? Is it on the plan itself or is it on the promise? And I'm a big believer in the Bible, so I'll be using some of my references from there just to kind of give backing to what I'm saying. A lot of times we're given a promise, we're showed a vision, we're showed what our purpose is, we're showed what the end game is going to be. The problem is we're not always shown the plan and how we're going to get there. And that's where it gets tough. It gets tough in the trusting part. But the one thing that we have to understand is our plans are not always the greatest, and our plans are faulty and they can fail. One of my favorite scriptures is Jeremiah 29:11, and it says, "For I know the plans I'm planning for you, declares Yah, plans of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and an expectancy or hope." And that scripture is very profound, because the first thing it says, of course, is, "For I know the plans I'm planning for you." And it stuck out to me that says, "I know the plans." He didn't say he was going to give you the plan. He said he knows the plans, and the plans is to give you peace and not evil, and to give you a future and an expectancy. And so the thing that we should be expecting is the promise. And in his promise of redemption and freedom, he promised us the best that there is. Like, even the plans that we create for ourselves aren't as good as his. And the problem is, oftentimes we focus on the plan, the how, the where, the what, the who, the when, the whys, and we don't see the promise. We take our eyes off of that. And so when Yah declares to you the promise, he's going to send you out just so you can get a vision of what it is. He's going to show you in a way, but you have to be paying attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, your focus can't be so on the plan, on how you're going to get there, on the planning, that you actually miss the entire journey. Because a lot of times when he sends you out or he gives you this promise, you find yourself in utter chaos. You find yourself surrounded by things that are larger than you. Yeah, I promise you to place you in a specific seat or a specific position. And however, there's somebody else sitting in that seat. Well, it's still yours. You just have to take the journey and the path that it's going to take to get there. Because it's not just going to be handed to you. You got to earn it. You got to work for it. So how we get our promise is determined by where we apply our focus. And if we apply our focus on the intricate details of how we're going to get there, we'll never make it. So another one of my favorite scriptures that came to mind when you know, this revelation and this idea of focusing on the promise and not so much the plan itself was Proverbs 16:9. And it says, "A man's heart plans his way, but Yah establishes his steps." And that's the thing. We can do all this planning, and we can have, you know, business plans. We can have plans for our life. We can have all these goals and everything. But if your steps are not established by Yah, if they're not ordained or anointed, or your purpose has not been set. Because see, we can plan all day long, but to be establishing his steps means to be in his will. Because all in all, when it's all said and done, his will be done. So if your plans don't align with his will, then your focus is off. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not focusing on the promise that he promised, but you're focusing on your own promise that you created for yourself. And another one of the scriptures that kind of backs that up is Proverbs 19:21. And it says, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the counsel of Yah that stands. And we got to understand that Yah's plans are better than ours. Like, anything that we can even think of, his plan is better. Like, when it says, but it is the counsel of Yah that stands, in the Hebrew, that word for counsel is the word etzah. And it is spelled with an ayin, a zadi, and a hey. And it means to see or experience the path of the journey, right? So it's like, we see that word translated to counsel, but in our Western mindsets, we understand counsel as advice or coaching. Sometimes people, you look at counsel as like a form of leadership, but the Hebrew word itself is written in action form. And because it's written in an action form, we have to experience the journey and the path to that actual promise or even that covenant that he has made with you. And this is why his plans are established. Because it allows for us to experience him in ways we've not ever even known before. When we focus on Yah, our experience with him becomes one of trust and security. And at that point, you're not worried about anything. You're not worried about chaos, because the promise that he already promised to you is more important. Because he already promised you peace. You know, he's already promised you a future and a hope. So it is focusing on those things that can keep you from being distracted, so to speak. So when we become distracted and when we start to focus on the plan and not the promise itself, what happens is fear rises up. And because the path that we're taking is not going according to the plan that we created for ourselves, fear shows its ugly head. And when fear shows its ugly head, it exposes a trust issue. And then what happens is we run from Yah instead of surrendering to the path that he's laid out. When we stay on his path, we tend to experience him in a way we've never experienced him before. And that is where our focus needs to be. One of the stories that I read in the scriptures that kind of like literally opened my eyes to this plan and promise and this where's your focus idea was in Numbers 13. And in your free time, go ahead and read that and check it out. It's a pretty long chapter because it kind of gives you lots of details. But just to kind of sum it all up for you a little bit. In the beginning of the chapter, Moshe sends out heads from each tribe of the nation of Israel. And he tells them to go out and spy out the land. And they were supposed to bring back specific information about the land. They were gone for about 40 days, okay? And one of the things about the number 40 in the Bible, it represents a period of trial and testing. So like, hence the 40 days and 40 nights that it rained. There was also fasting that happened 40 days and 40 nights. So 40 is like, this is a big number in scripture, and it just represents something. So the one thing that happened in this story is Yah, the Father, allowed for these people to get up close and personal. An up close and personal look at the very promise that he promised them. And After returning from being gone for 40 days and supposedly trying to gather specific types of information, there were only two that came and brought back a good report. They went and they specifically got the information that was requested, right? They didn't feed into it. They didn't let their emotions get the best of them. None of those things. And the report was favorable. But the other 10, because remember there were 12 that were sent out. So the other 10 brought back an unfavorable report. And in this report, the 10 couldn't see past the distractions. The people were bigger. They were stronger. They were mightier. They had walled cities and even giants in the land of Canaan. And those distractions that they had instilled fear and they instilled doubt. And the question was, where was your trust in Yah? In the midst of all the distractions, in the midst of Yah showing you your promise, it could be surrounded in chaos. It can be in places that you've never even noticed that he promised you, but it's yours. But you have to see past those things so that you can see his promise only. And that way you don't get distracted by the physical sight of the things that you see. And it's crazy because if we find ourselves being kind of simple and kind of narrow-minded, and we tend to forget so easily salvation. Because remember previously in this story, when we get to Numbers chapter 13, the Israelites were just delivered from the land of Egypt. They had came out of a great captivity, and they literally started to, after coming out and after being sent out to spy out the land and coming back, after all those things that Yah had already done for them, the deliverance that they already had received, they forgot all about that salvation because they were too busy looking at men, walled cities, giants. You know, they were looking at the physical and not the spiritual. And that goes back to having intimate relationship with Yah. Because without the intimate relationship, you can recount his acts, but you really don't understand him. You really don't know him. Because when you really know him, it's an intimate thing. And so one of my another favorite scripture of mine is he made known his ways to Moshe, but his acts to the children of Israel. And I believe that's Psalms chapter 103, verse 7. And there's a huge difference in knowing his ways and knowing his acts. Like it's there's a huge difference, and you would think that they were the same, but they're completely different. Again, one is about intimate relationship. One is just, okay, I saw him do that, you know, and oh, I remember that, you know, but you can recount it, but you didn't take the time to actually experience it. Then that's something different. A lot of times we do a lot of praying and we want truth, we want salvation, but we want that without knowing Yah. We want that without knowing his ways. But the one thing that David did was when he prayed, he asked, show me your ways, you know, because in understanding the ways, you get to truly experience him and experience Yah on a different level and on an intimate level that builds your trust and it builds your faith and it grounds you. So you can't be shaken. And another thing is, when you have a heart that is undivided, it is a heart of trust. And the only way to have an undivided heart is to literally have that intimate relationship with Yah, is to be pouring yourself out so he can pour himself in. One of the things that I recognized in the Numbers chapter 13 was that the people were grumbling. Like they were grumbling, they were complaining. And the one thing that grumbling and complaining does is it sets us back. It blinds us. It inhibits us from getting to the end goal. And we find ourselves wanting to take matters in our own hands. It shows a lack of faith. When we seem to focus on all the distractions and on the what's, the how's, the why's, the, you know, all those questions, it destroys our perception. Because we no longer can see Yah in it all, and understanding that he's guiding, he's leading, he's protecting, he's saving, he's doing all these things. We don't see that. We just see the distractions. But we have to remember that he goes before us and clears every path. If we're trusting that he does that, we're in the safest place ever. No matter if there's a war taking place around us, Yah will surround us and protect us, because he already has a promise that's laid out for us. So that was a beautiful thing to see, the understanding that Yah gave throughout Numbers chapter 13. And when you get a chance, also read the next chapter, Numbers 14, because it really all ties everything together. And it kind of gives you the end results and the punishment and the things that happen because we don't trust Yah. And we don't see him. We see the distraction. We put our focus on the distraction and not on him. And so every time we fear the plan, or the journey, we find ourselves running into other people. Like, we run to somebody else. We run to somebody else for salvation. You know what I'm saying? We run to somebody else to get us out of the predicament that we're in. And it's not necessary, because if we're truly trusting in Yah, we know that even in our distress, even in our darkest times, if we just say, Abba, I need you. If we've already had that intimate relationship with him, then he's going to be right there to protect us. He's going to be right there to snatch us out of any situation that we're in. He's going to build a wall around us so that the enemy can't attack. So that's something that we probably, as a people, I know personally for myself, because I'm talking to me first. Every time I speak, I'm always talking to me first. That we have to focus and change our focus. Focus more on the promise and not so much the plan. We have to allow doubt and fear to take a back seat to what Yah has put in front of us already. Because at the time when we focus ourselves on the distractions, and we find ourselves in doubt and even a lack of obedience, we can possibly find ourselves missing out on the promise altogether. Like, or even delaying our salvation because we are focused on the wrong things. Because it seemed like when I was reading Numbers 14, it's really cool, because it was like, it seemed like it wasn't until the plague came. It wasn't until the trial comes, even in our individual lives, that we realize we've sinned and we've fallen short and we haven't done what he's asked us to do so that he can continue to do what he's planned to do for us. But we have to learn how to fall under his will. And so when we find ourselves not falling under his will, and he decides, okay, he's wrathful now, because he is wrathful. Let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? He's compassionate. He's faithful. He's merciful, but he is also wrathful. And no one is exempt from his correction, you know. So we just have to focus on him, because we don't want to miss out on the actual promise that he's promised us. Not at all, not at all. So all in all, when Yah promises you something, we need not worry about how we're going to get it, how we're going to get there, when we're going to get there, what we need to get there. We don't need to worry about that. Who's going to go with us along the path? None of that is important. You've been given the promise. Yah has the plan. You just have to trust him. And I know it's easier said than done, because let's be honest, a lot of us have control issues. You know, a lot of us fight with submitting, you know, and allowing Yah's will to override our own will. But we have to remember that even in the promise, even if there's somebody else that's inhabiting that space, even if this promise doesn't belong to you, it's literally in somebody else's hands. What Yah does is he stores up the wealth of the sinners for the righteous. So if you just stay faithful, he will fulfill his promise because his word does not return to him void. So what we need to find ourselves doing is just humbling ourselves before him. And when we humble ourselves before him, we don't become a target of his wrath. And because of that, we trust in his promise and he looks at us with favor and compassion, and he will continue to pour out over you all that he has said he will do for you. But we just have to experience him on the journey, because the journey is not about you. It's about who he's trying to mold you to be for his kingdom purpose, for his will, because his will is better than ours. And when he molds us into this greatness for his purpose, we find ourselves being better servants, better people, better mothers, better fathers, better sisters, better brothers, better friends. We find ourselves being better. We find ourselves at peace. We find ourselves with that expectancy and that hope and that excellent future. So with that being said, let's meditate on where is your focus. And if you find that your focus is not on his promise and on the plan, take a step back. Take a step back. Take a couple deep breaths. Realign yourself with his path. Stay on his path and walk it and experience him without the complaint, without the grumbling. And when you feel like you are to the point where you want to complain and you want to grumble, just stop and be silent and be still. And my favorite scripture, I can't think of the chapter and verse, but it's in Psalms. I believe it's Psalms 53. And it says, "When I'm afraid, I trust in you." Because that's what happens when we focus on the distractions. We become fearful and we don't want to miss out on the promise. So trust his promise, because our plans can get us nowhere. So that's a little encouragement for you this week. I'll check back with you another time. I want you guys have a blessed evening. God bless.